1994, in my estimation, was a banner year for movies. Within 4 months, three of the greats were released. Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, and Forrest Gump. Yeah, that was released in July, September, and October. So upon the many quotables in Forrest Gump, is what his mama told him, stupid is as stupid does. Now, I had not heard that, I think, at the time, but it's one of those things, once you hear something like that, it begins to show up. And I began to see that formula in other expressions, in song titles, and other TV shows and movies. X is as X does, right? Fill it in. Now, I looked at the research, went back a little bit, see where this comes from, because, again, it's common. People substitute different words for X, and it always seems to ring true. Apparently goes back to 1580, the first kind of use of this formula. Goodly is he that goodly doeth. Now, advancing a couple hundred years, the first as construct of this was handsome is as handsome does. And it didn't mean outward appearance, it meant goodly mannered. Right? X is as X does. Stupid is as stupid does. This is reminding us that we are not simply what we call ourselves. Right? This checks sometimes our self-understanding, our self-image, by reminding us that our actions reveal who we are. Right? Stupid is as stupid does. If you're doing stupid things, right? It checks us. It reminds us that we can call ourselves anything we want. Kind, courageous, wonderful, amazing. But if the actions don't back it up, are we really the things we claim to be? Now, I bring this up because, again, Jesus is speaking with the Jews. And again, we need to say that it's the Jewish authorities that are opposing Jesus. We need to be careful with that. This isn't Jews of all time and place. It's a very specific set of a Jewish sect that Jesus is speaking against, who is opposed to him. And they want a plain answer. Tell us, are you the Messiah? And he says, well, I've told you as much, you didn't believe me. More so, I've been acting like the Messiah, and you still don't believe me. Well, they're so flummoxed, they pick up stones, they want to kill Jesus already. And I miswrote, it was the 10th chapter. By the 10th chapter already, there's opposition to Jesus so strong that they're plotting for ways to kill him. Are you the Messiah? We want to know. Tell us plainly. And Jesus comes back with, the Messiah is as the Messiah does. Because all along, Jesus has been doing. He's been giving sight to the blind. He's been healing the sick. He's been exorcising demons and raising the dead. That's his body of work. And he's asking those who oppose him to take a good, hard look at the one who is doing these things. Because the Messiah is as the Messiah does. Jesus is as Jesus does. And by extension, make no mistake, Jesus is claiming that as Jesus does, so God is as God does. The goodness of the actions of God proclaim the very divinity of God. So, we might claim to be something, but do our actions bear witness to that? It's tough. Because quite often we stumble, we fail, we don't live up to others' image of us or our own image. We want to be and do certain things, but when push comes to shove, we just can't quite get there. We can't quite do it. We always seem to fall short. Well, that's where the gospel comes in. The good news reverses that expression. No longer is it X is as X does, it's X does as X is. God, through Jesus Christ, claims us as His beloved children. We are given new life, forgiven and restored, with that understanding that our very nature has been changed by the grace of God. We then can act accordingly, fueled, powered by that grace. Because of God's grace, right, we know that we are forgiven. That's who we are. And so we can forgive. We are given new life, and so our lives can be life-giving. And on it goes. The gifts of God, the grace of God, for the people of God, and then for all the world. X does as X is. We do as God has claimed us to be. Now I have a little note. The Lord's Prayer, there's a line that sometimes stops us short when we stop to think about those words we say so often. Forgive us as we forgive those. Right? Forgive us as we forgive. Seems to counter that. Right? I've heard it said that what that means is God will only forgive us to the extent we forgive others. Seems to counter that understanding that God acts first in grace and we react. So there's a check to it, but I don't think it's an opposite expression. I think the as there is doing different work. I think the as is not saying insofar as. Right? It's saying instead end. It's kind of connecting those two things. God forgives, we forgive. Right? Grammatically, it is one long sweep of grace from God through us to our neighbor. Right? Jesus uses that line and then the lines that follow the Lord's Prayer. Read those. It's your homework. To say, God gives us gifts. Gifts of grace, forgiveness, new life. But they are never our mere possessions. They are always meant to be passed on. Right? Brings us back to that understanding. We are God's. Therefore, we can act according to God's giftedness. So this week, let us claim that identity. God's forgiven, beloved children. How would God then have us act in the situations that we face? What would Jesus urge us to do as the gentle call of a shepherd to the sheep who are claimed as His? By God's grace, our actions can match who we are as God's children.